Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience. Good evening to you today. I would like to give a God of Israel and the Holy Spirit all the honor and glory for this Shabbat. It's another Sabbath day. One moment. It's another Sabbath day. Hold on.
All right, people, I'm here. It is another Sabbath day, and I would like to give the Holy Spirit and the God of Israel all the glory, honor, and praise today for this holy day, the seventh day of the week. I would like to thank the God of Israel for all that he has done for me and the Holy Spirit. We are back today to pick it up where we left off. We are back to pick it up where we left off. God of Israel law versus the law of the land, 613 laws, the Hebrew kingdom, audio number 32, audio number 32. God of Israel law, 613 laws, the Hebrew kingdom, audio number 32. Just running into some little bit of technical issues today with Blog Talk, but overall it's a good platform. I do like Blog Talk. It's a good platform. This is Prophetic Power of Truth Divine Platform, and I am your host, Elishaba. I am your host, Elishaba. If you can give me 1 minute, people, 1 minute. Like I say, this is the seventh day of the week. It's a holy day. It's the Sabbath day. And I would like to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel, to the God of the Hebrew nation. One moment. One moment, people. I would like to thank the God of Israel for his heavenly host. I would like to thank the God of Israel, Ahiah is his name, for his heavenly host. I would like to thank the God of Israel for the Holy Spirit and his holy angels. Mm-hmm. What is his name? 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 His name is Ahayah. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. What is his holy name? What is his holy name? What is his holy name? I praise the God of Israel. 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 I give you all the glory. I give you all the I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel, and his name is Ahayah. His name is Ahayah. Give me another minute, people. I praise the name of the God of Israel. Most definitely do, people. Most definitely do. This is, again, prophetic power of truth, divine platform. And I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophetess of the God of Israel. Of the God of Israel. I am his prophet. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation and the Hebrew kingdom. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. Tuesday when I came on, I was talking to you about the Hebrew kingdom. God, the God of Israel law. the God of Israel law versus the law of the land. 613 laws, the Hebrew kingdom. It's all about the Hebrew kingdom, people. It's all about the Hebrew kingdom. It's all about the God of Israel and his law. That's what it's all about. And that's what it always been about. But the law of the land, the law of the land, all the people that control the laws of the land did away with the God of Israel and introduced to you another God or a different God or a new God. And religions that go along with all of those gods' names. But today we're going to be talking about the Hebrew kingdom. We're going to be talking about the most powerful kingdom on earth is the Hebrew kingdom. Is the Hebrew kingdom. And I do not say that lightly. I say that with power. I say that with confidence. I say that with great admiration that there is not a kingdom on this earth, on the face of this earth, like the Hebrew kingdom. And there is not a God on the face of this earth like the God of Israel and the Hebrew God. Tuesday, I went through scriptures in the Bible, in the Torah, the Old Testament, where it was saying that he is the God of the Hebrews. Matter of fact, when Moses went and talked to Pharaoh, told him that the God of the Hebrews said, let my people go. So today we're going to pick it up where we left off with the 613 laws. Today is our law class. And I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant. The remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order. Shabbat Shalom, remnant. Shabbat Shalom, peace and blessings to the remnant of the God of Israel. The king. We're going to, before we go into the Hebrew kingdom, and I need to look up the word kingdom right now. Let me look up the word kingdom right now. Because we are talking about the greatest kingdom that ever existed. And you people don't even know that. You Christians and you Muslims and all of y'all people, you people don't even know that. That the Hebrew kingdom is the greatest kingdom that ever exists. And guess what? That kingdom will exist again. That kingdom will exist again. That is the awaiting kingdom that will come in the last days. That is the new Jerusalem that will come in the last days. That kingdom will rule and reign. That kingdom, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, that's the kingdom. The 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. They will rule and reign with the Son of God, Yeshua, for 1,000 years, according to the book of Revelation. That kingdom will come out of heaven from a higher, from the God of Israel, and sit where? You Christians think y'all going back to heaven and all of that stuff. No, 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 no. I'm going to help you to understand today. The prophetic and divine wisdom and knowledge that will edify you and to help you understand what exactly is the kingdom. And where would that kingdom come? And where would that kingdom reside? And who will live in that kingdom? The ancient kingdom was when the children of Israel, my ancestors, was in their own land in Jerusalem. That is the ancient kingdom. Now you're going to come with a spiritual kingdom. A spiritual kingdom. That was the natural kingdom. When David and Saul and all the kings were set up in Jerusalem before we got kicked out of our land for serving other gods and calling on other gods and going against the God of Israel's law and his commandments and what he told our ancestors to do, we got kicked out. That's the natural kingdom. We're going to talk about that kingdom, and we're going to also talk about the spiritual kingdom, the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem that will come down from God. And where would that kingdom reside? I will show you today. And who will live in it. So I'm going to look up the word kingdom right now. Let me look up the word kingdom. Okay. Kingdom. Kingdom. And that kingdom is the Hebrew kingdom. Abrel. Abrel Moloch. Abrel Moloch. Moloch. M-U-L-U-K. Abrel Moloch. That is the Hebrew kingdom, Abrel Moloch. Kingdom means Moloch in the Hebrew. It say in English, the word kingdom, a country, state, or territory ruled by a king or queen. Second definition for kingdom, the spiritual realm or authority of God. The spiritual realm or authority of God. That would be the new kingdom that will come down from the God of Israel. So kingdom is ruled, it's a territory. Where is that territory? It was Jerusalem. That was the territory for the Hebrew kingdom. And it will always be the territory for the Hebrew kingdom. The God of Israel would not set his kingdom up no other place in this earth but Jerusalem. That's his inhabitant. That's his dwelling. That's his home. That's his city. The city of David, which is Jerusalem and Zion. So let me go back here. And I believe what I am going to do right now, before we go into the 613 laws, for our law class today, I believe what I would do at this time now is to read to you an article that I have on the Wikipedia, Kingdom of Israel, United Monarchy, Kingdom of Israel. No Israel not dead. No Israel not done away. No, you are not new Israel, Christians. Never will be. Never will be. Because you're a Gentile. And a Gentile will never be Israel. Kingdom of Israel. Wikipedia article. The modern state see Israel for the two split Caesars kingdoms, Israel, Kingdom of Israel, Samaria, and Kingdom of Judah. Why do we have two different kingdoms right here? It was split because of King David's son Solomon. He went against the God of Israel and started serving other gods. He set up all kind of gods in the temple over there in Jerusalem, the city of David. He set up all kind of gods. He had all kind of wives that the God of Israel told him not to do. So he broke the law and he went against the God of Israel. So the God of Israel split the Hebrew kingdom into two. So it says here in the Wikipedia for the Hebrew Kingdom of Israel, Kingdom of Samaria, which is the 10 tribes, which is Israel, I'm just giving you some history about the greatest kingdom on earth that you people don't know nothing about. Not too many people, except for the Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say they're in the truth. They know what I'm talking about. But I'm talking to the masses of the people in the world that don't believe that the Hebrew kingdom exists anymore. That it's not important to know who the Hebrew kingdom is and who the Hebrew kingdom God is. I'm talking to you people. It says here, so the kingdom of Israel, Samaria, and the kingdom of Judah. Who make up the kingdom of Judah? Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. And then you had the 10 tribes. The United Monarchy is the name given to the United Israelites, Kingdom of Israel and Judah. During the reign of Saul, David, and Solomon, as in the Hebrew Bible, it is traditionally dated to have lasted between 1047 BCE and 930 BCE, on the succession of Solomon's son of Rehoboam in 930 BCE, the biblical account reports that the country split into two kingdoms. The kingdom of Israel, including the cities of Shechem and Samaria, that's where the 10 tribes live. And the northern, and the kingdom of Judah containing Jerusalem and the south. Okay, the United Monarchy was accepted as an, we ain't going into all of that. So I just want you to understand that the kingdom of the Hebrew nation, who they is and how it was established and how it was set up. So you had Saul, David, and Solomon. Saul, David, and Solomon. Okay? Saul was the first king. David was the second king. And Solomon was the third king. So, what I want to bring out right now is start with the 613 laws. And I have some scriptures that I want to bring out about the king. This part of the law that we will be learning today in our law class is talking about the king. It's law number 581. We almost there. We're going to take you to the 613 laws. We don't have that many left. We had law number 581. See, the law of the land want you people to believe that Israel is dead, that the God of Israel don't exist no more. You can have whatever God you want. You can call on him. You can make your own God. God is whoever you think, whatever you believe, whatever you feel. That's God. See, the law of the land came up with all of that. The people that rule over this earth, Satan and his agents, the people that set up all of your governmental structure that you see in this earth, all your rules, all your guidelines, all your regulations, all your laws that you need to follow, you got to follow. Those people, they are against the God, the Gentiles, that's who it is, the Gentiles, they are against the God of Israel. They are against the God of Israel. They always have been since ancient times, and they always will be. And that's why they set up their own laws against what the God of Israel set up in this earth for his creation to follow, and his people, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. They set up all the laws that you see against what the God of Israel want us to do. All the laws. They tell you it's okay for a little girl or a little boy to be gay. Right now in their educational camps called schools, they got gay boys can go in the bathroom with the girls and all kind of stuff they got set up now. They got a curricula where they teaching children about being gay and being lesbians. They don't make laws all over the world where a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. This is against the God of Israel. That is against the God of Israel because he said in the law that being a homosexual and being a lesbian is an abomination. Against the God of Israel. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. So the law of the land have set up all of that stuff. All of that stuff they done set up, people, to destroy you as a people, to destroy me as a people, to destroy our children, to destroy everything. They don't want you to know the real God. They only want you to know Satan. They only want you to worship Satan. They want you to serve Satan. They want you to do whatever Satan wants you to do. They want you to glorify their God, Satan. He's the God of this world. So he got his own law. He got his own religion. He got his own doctrine. He got his own way. He got his own people. He got his own everything. And the God of Israel have his way. So, yes, people, that's exactly what's going on in this earth. You have two gods. Two gods. Kind of religions in this earth. All kind of gods in this earth that Satan set up him and his agents. So, of course, they're going to teach you that you don't have to keep the law no more. Of course they're going to keep teach you you don't have to follow the law no more. Of course they're going to teach you that you are under grace in the New Testament. Of course they're going to teach you that Israel is dead. The Hebrew kingdom is dead. Of course they're going to teach you that you knew Israel. I'm here to give you some wisdom and knowledge and understanding today in the prophetic. Law number 581. This part of the law, this section of the law is teaching about the king of Israel, the king of the Hebrew nation, the king of the Hebrew kingdom. Pick it up at law number 581. Not to curse a ruler that is the king in the land of Israel, not to curse a ruler that is the king in the land of Israel. That's Exodus 22:27. Let's get that. All they want you people to do is to continue to serve the beast and his system. That's all they want the world to do. Whatever they tell you to do. Whatever they tell you to do. That's what they want you to do, and that's what they want you to follow. And all your leaders that you have, they are ignorant. They are ignorant. I say that because I am the prophet of the God of Israel, and I'm here to correct you, and I'm here to rebuke you in your behavior, in your leaders, and all the people that have set up all your churches and all that stuff. I'm here to set the Hebrew record straight as his prophet. All your leaders are ignorant and stupid. All of them. Hebrew Israelite leaders and all the rest of them. They don't know the prophetic. They ain't got no sense to understand the God of Israel. My God, you should have heard what Elder Ricard, Shiar, and all the rest of them was teach on their YouTube platforms. Outdated, old, tired stuff that cannot and will not edify no one. When they hear, no edification. No edification, none whatsoever, people. Straight up doctrine of man. But I'm not here to talk about Elder Ricard and nobody else. I'm here to just let you know that your leaders don't have no sense. And they don't know what's going on in the prophetic. It say Exodus 22:27 for law number 581, the king. We're talking about the king of Israel, the Hebrew nation. Let's go to the next law. Law number 582, to appoint a king, Deuteronomy 17:15. Deuteronomy 17:15. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom Ahayah thy God shall choose. The only king that will ever be over Israel, the 12 tribes, the people in the earth that don't know that they Israel. They think they somebody else because the law of the land taught them that they somebody else. Thou shalt in any wise, Deuteronomy 17:15 for law number 582. Set him king over thee, whom Ahayah thy God shall choose. One from among thy brethren shall thy set king over thee. Thou may not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. So what is the God of Israel saying right here in the law, in the Torah, in the covenant? What is it that he's telling Moses to tell the children of Israel? If you want King Israel, and the God of Israel have never wanted them to desire a king, they desired a king because they wanted to be like other nationalities, which was the Gentiles. The God of Israel ain't never wanted the children of Israel to have a king. Why? Because he is their king. He is their king. I'm talking about the Father right now. I'm not talking about the Son. He is their king. And I'm going to get a scripture today to prove to you that the Father, the Creator, is the king. And his Son was the second and reign as the king. He's the first king, and his son is the second king. If y'all people don't understand that and know that, there is a royal family in heaven. There is a royal family in heaven. He created man in his image and in his likeness. So if you have kings here on earth, then it's got to be kings in heaven and queens. I ain't going to deal with the queen right now. I'm just dealing with king today. But Deuteronomy 17:15 for law number 582. You can only choose a king of your brethren. That would be the 12 tribes of Israel. You cannot have a Gentile king over you, Hebrews. You cannot have a Gentile king over you dictating and telling you what you got to do. Like all the people that's over this government structure, this world, they are all Gentiles. The only reason they are over us, Hebrews, is because we are in their territory. We are in the land of our enemies. We are in the land of our enemies. We were scattered. We were scattered. Because our ancestors went against the God of Israel, and he scattered us and put us in slavery, put us on slave ships, and brought us across the Atlantic Ocean to be among the Gentiles. We are in a Gentile society. So the only king that will ever be a king of the Hebrew kingdom is a Hebrew, a Braille. You must choose a king from your brethren. That's why the first king of Israel was King Saul. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. Who is he in the earth today, Benjamin? Saul ancestors and bloodline. That would be no other than the Jamaicans. The Howling Wolf is the tribe of Benjamin, the same tribe that King Saul came out of. Yeah, he was a black man. The reason you think he white, because pictures that they have painted of all the Hebrew kings, queens, and everybody else are white. But no, King Saul was not a white man. He was a black man. He was from the tribe of Benjamin, a Jamaican. That's what they call you in the earth today, Jamaicans. That's what the Gentile named you and called you. And they know who you are, but they'll never tell you that you are Benjamin. And that's why the God of Israel will raise up prophets in the last days, which is now, to speak truth, to speak divine truth that comes from above, that don't nobody else know but the prophet and the prophetess. So that's why he need to raise up Moseses. He need more Moses, Aarons, Elisha, Elijah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah. He will raise them up from the remnant. The remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the New World Order. He will raise up prophets and prophetess out of the remnant. to stand for the Hebrew nation, to stand for the Hebrew God, and to stand for the 12 tribes of Israel and the Hebrew kingdom. So you can only have Israel, king of your brethren. So it was King Saul. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. Then it was King David after that. And David is from the tribe of Judah. You shall in no wise, no kind of way even think about it, Hebrews, think about it, Israel, to set a king over you that I have not chose. But guess what? The children of Israel got so wicked, they got so evil, they went against the God of Israel so very bad that they began to set up their own kings that the God of Israel did not choose. And all the kings led them into idolatry. And all the kings led them against the God of Israel. And all the kings led them against the law and the covenant of the God of Israel. And that's how we got on this side of the earth today. It cannot be a stranger, a Gentile. It got to be from the 12 tribes. He the only one can be a king of the Hebrew kingdom. Next law. Law number 583. Not to appoint as ruler. Not to appoint as ruler over Israel one who comes from non-Israelites. Deuteronomy 17:15. I just read that. If he is not a Hebrew, you cannot appoint him over the Hebrew kingdom. Let me keep going. Law number 584, that the king should not acquire an excessive number of horses. Deuteronomy 17:16. Let's get that. Next Bible verse, same chapter. But he should not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. And that's exactly what kings of Jerusalem did, because the people began to set their own kings up, the ones that the God of Israel didn't choose. And he told them, you cannot multiply horses to your own self. The God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, he has to supply and give the children of Israel whatever they need, whatever they want, and whatever they desire. You got to go before your God and ask him what you got to do and how you got to do and when you got to do it. Same thing today. It have not changed. You cannot tell the people, king, to go back to Egypt. I bought them out of Egypt. But that's exactly what the kings did. They went against all of them, the God of Israel. All of them. Saul went against him. David went off and did things that he shouldn't have did. They all went off in some kind of way against the Torah and against the law. But ye shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he shall multiply horses. For as much as Ahiah have said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way. No more that way. Next law. Law number 585. 86, that he shall not accumulate an excessive quantity of gold and silver. Same Bible verse, Deuteronomy 17:17. Next law, law number 587, that the king shall write a scroll of the Torah for himself, in addition to the one that every person should write, so that he write two scrolls, Deuteronomy 17:18. Let's get that. And he shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne, talking about the king of the Hebrew nation. Again, there is not a kingdom, there is not a people, there is not a nation, and there is not a God like the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew people. So you people got it all wrong. Jesus is not the Savior of the Hebrew kingdom. That's not his name. That's not his title. That's just an image. That's just an image that have been set up by the law of the land and the Gentiles for you to serve and for you to call on and for you to worship. But it don't have nothing, or he, that figure, don't have nothing to do with the Hebrew nation or the Hebrew kingdom. Not at all. Jehovah, that's not the God of the Hebrew kingdom. Yah, none of that. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom. Let me look up word kingdom right here in the Hebrew. Deuteronomy 17:18. Hebrew number 4:4-6-7. Dominion. Dominion. Malakon. Malakon. Kingdom. Malak. 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 Kingdom, dominion, dominion. That's what kingdom means, dominion, rulership. Yes, we are kings and we are queens up in this earth today. We are kings and queens, Hebrews. Can't nobody take our dominion. Can't nobody take our kingdom. Can't nobody take our rulership. Can't nobody take what the God of Israel have given to us. Only the God of Israel can strip us of our dominion. Only the God of Israel, Ahiah, can strip us of our kingdom. And that's exactly what he did. But we will rule and reign again in the new Jerusalem and the new kingdom. And he that shall sit upon, and when he shall sit upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book. In a book. Out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. So the king of Israel, this is up under the Torah, when he sit upon his throne, David and all the rest of them, he shall write him a copy of this law. What law? The covenant, the 613 or 632 laws of the Hebrew kingdom, in a book, out of that which is before the priests, the Levites, which is Haitians in the earth today, is the priests, is the Levites. Israel still is alive today. and we will, rule and reign once again in this earth, in Jerusalem, our land, our home, our city. And it is a forever kingdom, a perpetual kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. Can't kill the children of Israel. You cannot kill all of the children of Israel. And that's exactly what Satan want to do. He want to kill all the children of Israel. Every last one of them. Because why? He don't want nobody to serve the God of Israel. He don't want nobody to serve the God of the Hebrews. He don't want nobody to serve the Hebrew kingdom. He want to kill all of Israel. And if the ones that he don't kill, he want them to serve him. And that's what the New World Order is all about. Serving Satan. Setting him up as God. Setting his kingdom up. Up in NASA space. That's where his kingdom, they want to set it up at. Anyway, people, and it shall be when he set it upon the throne, he shall make a copy. Next law, law number 587. 587. You got over 5 million people dead from COVID-19 and other means of death. People dropping dead like flies all over the earth, not only from COVID-19, car crashes and all kind of stuff is going on. Why? Because we are in that time. We are in that hour. We are in that day that the God of Israel is separating the sheep from the goat. We in that time right now. He doing the separation himself. So the king had to have a copy of the law right next to his throne, or he was not allowed to rule over the children of Israel and the Hebrew kingdom. What law do the kings and the queens have besides their throne? The laws that you see in this earth today, the laws that they have wrote for us to follow. The law of the land, that's what I call it. The law of the land. I don't know what. I don't see how you could. Oh, okay, people. Next law. Law number 588. So we finished with kings, that part of the law. So right now what I will do from this point, the next section of the law is talking about the Nazarites. The Nazarites. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read down through the Nazarites and the scriptures and the Bible verses that go with that part of the law. But I'm going to go back to the king. I'm going to go back to the king because I want to bring out the Hebrew kingdom more and some scriptures about the Hebrew kingdom. So just for me to get finished with the 613 laws, I'm almost done. I want to read this section of the law where it's talking about Nazareth. And I'm just going to read it. And then if you want to look it up, the scriptures, and read with me, you're welcome to do that. But we have law number 588. That a Nazarite shall not drink wine or anything mixed with wine, which tastes like wine. Or even if the wine or the mixture have turned sour. It is prohibited to him. Numbers 6:3. If you want to read that about the Nazarites, go ahead. Law number 589. That he shall not eat fresh grapes, raisins. Numbers 6, verse 3. I'm talking about a Nazarite. If you want to read that, go ahead and read it. Next law, law number 591. That he shall not eat the kernels of the grapes. Numbers 6, 4. You can read that. Law number 592. We getting there, people. My God. That he shall not eat of the skins of the grapes. Number 6, verse 4. Talking about a Nazarite. This is the law concerning a Nazarite. What they can eat and what they couldn't. Law number 593. That the Nazarite shall permit his hair to grow. He can't have no bald head. He got to have long hair that his hair may grow. Number 6, verse 5. Next law, law number 594, that the Nazarite should not cut his hair. Number 6:5, if you're a Nazarite, you're not allowed to have a bald head. Next law, law number 595, that he shall not enter any covered structure, that he shall not enter any covered structure where there is a dead body. A Nazarite or the children of Israel is not allowed to go and view dead bodies. It's up under the law, people. It's up under the covenant. Not only Nazareth, also the children of Israel. It's laws and stipulations about going to funerals and touching dead bodies and all that. Up under the law. Okay, next law. Law number 596. That a Nazarite should not defile himself for any dead person by being in the presence of the corpse. That's number 6, verse 7. Law number 597, that the Nazarite shall shave his hair when he bring his offering at the completion of the period of his Nazarenship. Oh, get out of here. Get out of here. Excuse me. Number 6, verse 9. So what I will do right now is look up Nazarite for you. Let me look that up just to close this part of the law out. I am finished with that. And we are at law number 598, and it's talking about wars. Wars. When the children of Israel, the Hebrew kingdom, the Hebrew nation, went into war with other nationalities like the Gentiles, because if you're not a Jew or a Hebrew, you are a Gentile. So let's look up the word Nazarite right now. Let's look up the word Nazarite. I'm curious what it's going to say right here. It say Nazarite separates, Hebrew number 5139, for anyone that want to look it up. Separate, that is consecrated, okay, as a prince, a Nazarite, hence figuratively from the latter, an unpruned vine, like an unshorn Nazarite. He was not allowed to shave his hair. The translation Nazarite is by a Nazarite separate. It means separated, consecrated to the God of Israel, as a prince. Just like a prince or a princess or a king or a queen had to consecrate themselves to the God of Israel, so do a Nazareth. He has stipulations. They say here another Hebrew number for Nazareth is Hebrew number 5144, a primary to root to hold aloft, that is abstain from food and drink, from impurity, and even from divine worship, that is apostatized, especially to set apart to sacred purpose, that is devoted, consecrated, separating self. So he's just a separated man to the God of Israel. So now we're going to go to law number 598 for wars. For wars. We got about 15 more people and we will be finished with the 613 law, the covenant of the God of Israel, the law of the God of Israel. I've been on this now about 3 or 4 months, finally coming to the end of it. And I already told you people, what the God of Israel told me to tell you about a month ago, or 2 months ago. Might have been a month, month and a half. I told you, I would like to see what's going to happen when I get finished with the law. And I believe what I heard, something very, very powerful is going to happen in the earth when I finish with the 613 laws. I have established the 613 laws of the God of Israel, Ahiah, and this earth, that it is good. Whether you want to keep it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to do it or not, it is good, it is holy, it is true, it is righteous, and it's the only way. It is the only way that you will live in the new kingdom. And I'm going to show you why. It's important for you to keep the law now. Practice the law as much as you can practice it, because by us being in captivity and slavery to the Gentiles, it's only certain things we can do and what we can't do, but what we can do of the law, we need to do it. We need to do it. And the things that we can't do because we're not in Jerusalem, we're not in our own land, then we just can't do that until we get back to our land and to our God in Jerusalem. So I'm gonna hold the wars right here. I'm going to hold the wars, that section of the law. And I am going to go to my Bible verses because it's a few things I want to show you. Malak. Let me just read something here for you people. Kingdom is Malak in the Hebrew. King is Malaka. Malaka, M-A-L-A-K, is king. And Malak, M-U-L-U-K, is kingdom. Eberite is a descendant of Eber, one of Shem's sons. Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. Eber. The descendants of Eber make up the Hebrew kingdom. and the Hebrew race, and the Hebrew people, which is the 12 tribes of Israel. That's their descendants, Eber. It's a regal, R-E-G-A-L, regal, raw regal. Bear! Excuse me, people. Let me talk to my dog for a minute. Bear! Mimi! T-Bray! Sit your butt down! Go sit out. You too. You been bad. Excuse me, people. Regal. It's a regal resembling or fit for a monarch, especially in being magnificent or dignified. Raw regal. That's who the tribe of Judah is. The raw regal is the king tribe. Judah is the raw regal. And you cannot be a Gentile to be from the tribe of Judah. You can only be from the bloodline of Eber or Shem, S-A-T-M, one of Noah's sons. Matter of fact, I believe that was his oldest son, Shem. Royal regal. Magnificent. Dignified. David. Solomon. Raw regal. It's a raw, having a status of a king or queen, or a member of their family. So guess what, people? Because we are the children of the Israel, because we are the children of the ancestors of the Hebrews, the 12 tribes, that would make us royal. Our sons and daughters are kings and queens. But you don't know that, because the law of the land have taught you that you're nothing but a Gentile. You're nothing but a Hamite. You're nothing but a slave. You're nothing but a worker that work for us and pay all our bills and bring in all our wealth to us. They have stripped you people of your DNA. They changing your DNA every day, making you into who they want you to be and who they want you to look like and think like and talk like, and be like. That's why you got our queens, all our black queens, all our black king queens, the Hebrew queens, Judah mainly, the black women. They got to have weave down to their butt, eyelashes long as New York, all kind of makeup piled up on their face, all kind of lips surgery, eye surgery, butt surgery. Why? Because you want to be just like the Gentiles have programmed you to be and look like, when you are a raw bloodline. What I need to wear weave in my hair for? When my hair is beautiful and divine and wonderful and royalty. Why? Exactly. Exactly. We have been destroyed as a people. We have been destroyed as a people. We want to be somebody who the God of Israel never made us to be, never intended for us to be or look like. I am a queen. I am a queen. My sons are kings. Yes, real queen and real king. You want to be a Hamite? Go ahead and be a Hamite. I'm not a Hamite. I'm a Hebrew. And I'm going to live like a Hebrew. And I'm going to think like a Hebrew. And I'm going to eat like a Hebrew. And I'm going to dress like a Hebrew. And I'm going to do what the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, told a Hebrew to do. No, you can't be a Hebrew woman wearing weaves down to your back looking like a white woman. You're not white. You are a black woman from the tribe of Judah. You must look like Judah. You must look like a Hebrew woman who you are to represent the God of Israel in this earth. He needs a people that's going to represent him in this earth. Not you looking like no Gentile woman or Gentile man with short haircuts, tapers, and all that kind of stuff. They telling y'all to get wearing Jordans and all that stuff, Nike, all that stuff. So you will worship their God, Satan, for attire that you wear. You worship in their God, Satan. So raw having a status of a king or a queen or a member of their family. Malak, Malak, M-A-L-A-K, to reign, to ascend to the throne, king or queen. Yes. Where is our throne? Where is our throne, Hebrews? You know where is that? In Jerusalem, where we left it. Where we left it. We got kicked out. We got kicked out of our throne. That's where it's at. Not on this side of the world. Get your mind off of being a Gentile. Get your mind off looking like a Gentile. Get your mind off serving the Gentile and their gods. Get your mind off of that. Your child needs to know that she's a king. He's a queen. I mean, he's a king and she's a queen. You cannot be it, Hebrews. I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. Your child cannot be a queen or a king, letting Gentiles teach them. Going into their re-education camps called school. They cannot be a Hebrew king and a Hebrew queen. Yeah, I know. I got to send my child to school. If I don't send my son to school and my daughter, they're going to put me in jail. Yes, that is a law that they created with an executive order. Yes, that's true. I'm in overtime now. That is true that they will put you in jail if you don't send your child to school. But why do you need to stay somewhere? It's other countries. It's other places in the world that you can take you and your children and live there and don't have to worry about that law and that madness. It's other countries where you don't, they can't, they don't force you to send your child to school. Y'all didn't know that? No, you didn't know it because you're so in love with America. You're so in love with America. And that's why you would never, ever be that king and be that queen and be that Hebrew kingdom that the God of Israel wanted us to be in these last days. He want us to rise. He want us to stand up. He want us to lift ourselves up and stand up for our God and stand up for our kingdom and stand up for who we are. Royalty, raw regal. They cannot outdo us. They cannot outthink us. They are not smarter than us. Even though they changing our DNA with all that food and all that medication and all that stuff that we put in our temple every day, it's changing our DNA and how we think and feel about ourselves and about one another. That's why we can't stand one another. That's why we can't do nothing together with one another. Why? Because the things that we are put inside of our body that the Gentiles are feeding us, it's killing who we are as a people. And that's why the God of Israel told you to have your own food. He told you to have your own water. He told you to have your own drink. Told you to have your own everything. It doesn't matter that we're in slavery right now. And we are, because they in control over us. All the laws that they have signed, the law of the land, is to govern, is to control us, is to get us to do whatever they need us to do. So yes, you are in slavery. You are a slave. You are a slave because you have someone ruling over you other than your God. Think about it. When our ancestors was in Egypt, they had to work for Pharaoh. You got to work for Pharaoh. What do you people think you are doing when you get up and punch that clock every day? You are working for Pharaoh, modern day Pharaohs, to pay their bills so they can get wealth. We must ascend, Malak, M-A-L-A-K. We must ascend and reign to ascend to our throne as kings and queens. Let me read. A few Bible verses now. Jeremiah 31:16. No. It's time out for you to be weak and gullible and cowards and afraid. You must stand. You must stand for the God of Israel. You must denounce all this religion, all these gods, all the everything, and stand up for who we are. We are the royal regal. We are the Hebrew kingdom. Jeremiah 31:16. Let's start at verse 31:6. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, unto a higher our God. We must arise now. We must arise now and let us go up to Zion. And let us go up to Zion unto a higher our God. It is time now, people. It's time now, remnant. It is time now, remnant, to arise and let us go to Zion. Where is Zion? Unto a higher our God. He is in Zion. He's not over here on this side of the earth. Where two or three is gathered, there he is in the midst. That is an injection in the New Testament. Our God is in Jerusalem. Our God is in Zion. Our God is in the city of David. Our God is on his holy hill of Zion. Arise! Let us go! Our God to Zion. Jeremiah 31:6, Hebrews 6:7-6, Zion, a permanent capital, a mountain of Jerusalem, Zion. We must arise. We must begin to cry, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans in the earth today. One of the tribes. Let us cry, Ephraim, Puerto Ricans. Arise and let us go to Zion unto a higher our God. Not to Jesus, not to Buddha, not to Allah, not to Jehovah, not to Most High, not to Yah, not to none of them God, but a higher, the God of Israel. Verse 16. It says, Jeremiah 31:7, for thus said Ahiah, sing with gladness for Jacob. Who is Jacob? The 12 tribes. The 12 tribes. This is an end time prophecy. This is what's going to happen when the new kingdom be set up. Where is it going to be set up? I'm going to show you that in a minute. Sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, Ahiah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Save the remnant of Israel. Sing with gladness for Jacob, the 12 tribes, and shout among the Gentile nations and publish and praise Ahiah. For the remnant of Israel. Jeremiah 31:16. Next verse. Playtime is over, people. I told y'all. When I get finished establishing the 613 laws of the covenant, something is so powerful and the prophetic and so divine is going to hit this earth. I can't tell you what it is, but I know that something so very prophetic, something so spiritual, and something that have never ever happened in the history of mankind will hit this earth when I get finished with this establishing his law. Thus said. No. Next precept. Jeremiah 50:4-5, people. I'm telling y'all, people, what I know. You better get ready. You better get ready, because it's getting ready to be some serious stuff. It's getting ready to be some serious, serious events. Spiritual and natural events that's going to take place in this earth. This year. I'm prophesizing. This year, 2021. And it's not even that many months left. But it's going to be some prophetic events that's going to hit this earth to take 2021 out and bring in 2022. Jeremiah 50, verse 4 and 5. And in those days, and at that time, said Ahijah, the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, shall come. They and the children of Judah. Remember when I read to you earlier that the kingdom was split into two? The 10 tribes, which is the northern part of Israel, Samaria, is where the 10 tribes lived. And then you had Judah, Benjamin, and Levi in the southern kingdom that made up the kingdom of Judah. The time shall come, Ahijah said. The children of Israel shall come, the 10 tribes. They and the children of Judah. The two kingdoms are split right now, but in the last days, that day is right now, people. Yes, they're going to come together as one. Won't be no more two kingdoms. It's going to be one kingdom again. And that kingdom will be the remnant that make it out of the new world order. Yeah, it's an order in this earth. If you haven't realized it yet, it is an order up in this earth. The new world with an order. And that order is Satan. And his system. And the God of Israel said, Jeremiah 50 verse 4, they're going to come. Come where? They shall come, the children of Israel and the children of Judah, together, coming and weeping. They shall go and seek Ahijah, their God. We can't do it on this side of the earth. Christians, you've been taught lies. All the stuff you've been taught is a lie. It's nothing but religion. It's nothing but a doctrine that was set up. I'm reading to you end time prophecy. I'm reading to you what will take place with the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. Some of them tribes is on the border right now, and they don't even know they Israel. But the God of the Hebrews, he got something for that. Don't worry, they will know when it's time. And they're going to go weeping. They shall go seek a higher their God. Jeremiah 50 verse 5. They shall ask the way to Zion. Because we've been out of Jerusalem, which is Zion. The holy hill of Zion, which is the city of David, which is Jerusalem. We've been out of it so long that we don't know our way back home. We've been on this side of the earth for 400 years. We don't know our way to Zion because we've been brainwashed that we're not the children of Israel, that we're not Jews or Hebrews, we Gentiles. We've been brainwashed that when we die, we go into heaven. We've been brainwashed. That Jerusalem is in Canada, that Jerusalem is here, that Jerusalem is wherever you want it to be. No, Jerusalem is in Africa. Southern Africa and Northern Africa. The holy hill of Zion is Jerusalem. The city of the great king. King David and all the rest of them. They shall ask the way of Zion. Zion is Jerusalem, the capital of Jerusalem. with their faces dead and saying, come and let us join ourselves to a higher and a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Next precept, Zechariah 8:20-25. Zechariah 8:20-23. Let's get that. Zechariah 8. And before they cut me off, I'm going to read this, and I have something that I need to say about something that took place last night. Zechariah 8:20-23. Thus said a higher host, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitant of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another saying, let us go speedily to pray before Ahiah. His name will be revealed in the earth. His real name. Not Jesus. Not Allah. Not Buddha. Not Yah. Not Jehovah. Who gonna reveal that name to this earth? Who gonna put his real name in this earth? Because it's been took out of the earth by the Gentiles. The remnant, they will reveal the name of the God of Israel. And that name is Ahiah, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And to seek a higher host, I will go also. So you're going to have all kind of people, Gentiles. All kind of Gentile cities and Gentile people going to be running to Jerusalem when he take the remnant, the 10%, back to their land and back to their city and back to their throne to preside as kings and queens and back to their God. You're going to have many Gentile cities and people running to seek a higher of hope. And it say, yea, many people in strong nations, shall come to seek a higher host in Jerusalem. I'm reading Zechariah 8:22, in Jerusalem, and to pray before a higher. To pray before a higher. In Jerusalem. That's the only place you can pray before Ahiah or to Ahiah. And you can pray right now. You can pray. We hear you. But if you want to seek Ahiah, you got to go to Jerusalem. That's where he lives. That's where he presides. That is his inhabitation in the earth. Thus said Ahiah host, in those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations. Talking about the Gentile nations. Even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. They're going to take hold of the remnant, the Jews, that will survive the New World Order. We need to go with you. We need to go with you. We heard that the God of Israel is with you and not with us. Only the remnant people, only the ones that will keep his law will be the remnant. Only. The ones that will walk away from all this idolatry and all this wickedness and all this idleness in the earth today will be the remnant. Only the ones that help the poor will be the remnant. Only the ones that help the widows and the orphans will be the remnant. And the fatherless will be the remnant. Next precept, Psalms 25, 8 and 9. Psalms 25, get ready to go, people. They're going to cut me off in a minute. Psalms 25, 8 and 9. Psalms 25, 8 and 9. Good and upright is higher. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. What is that way? His law. That's his way. That's his judgment. Only the meek. Only the good and upright. Good and upright is a higher. Meek. Gentle. Needy. Poor. It's Hebrew number 6035. For meek. Depressed. Depressed. That is the meek. Depressed. Hebrew number 6035. Depressed. Figuratively in mind. Gentle or circumstances. Needy. Especially saintly. Humble. Lowly. Meek. Poor. Poor. Depressed. In mind. Those are the ones, the remnant, that the God of Israel will guide in judgment and will teach them his way. Joel 2:32. One more after this, and I know I got to go. I have a lot of more scriptures, but I don't think I'm going to get a chance to read them all. Joel 2:32. Next precept. Joel 2:32, people. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Ahiah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. As Ahiah have said, and in the remnant, and in the remnant whom Ahiah shall call. Only the remnant, people. It said, Hebrew number 8300 for remnant, a survivor. I'm reading Joel 2:32, people. A survivor for remnant. Hebrew number 8300. A survivor. Survivor of what? The New World Order. New World Order. Alive, left, remaining, remnant, rest. Rest. A survivor of the New World Order. In Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. You know what deliverance is? Hebrew number 6413. Delivers concretely an escaped it portion. Delivers. That is escaped it. Remnant. Remnant. Delivers. It say Hebrew number 6413, deliverance, escaped. Escaped where? From this side of the world. From all the lands of the Gentiles, our enemies. Deliverance, that is escape, remnant. As Ahiah have said, it's going to be deliverance in Zion, in Jerusalem, and in the remnant. Who Ahiah shall call. He only going to call the remnant. Next precept. Micah 4:7. And I will make her that halt a remnant. And her that was cast off a strong nation. And Ahiah shall ring over them in Mount Zion. From henceforth, even forever. Even forever. a higher shall reign over them forever. The new kingdom, the new Jerusalem, was, and thou, O tower of flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. We will be queens. We already queens. But when we get back in our land, we will be queens again. Exercising queenship and dominion in our kingdom, the Hebrew kingdom. Psalms verse 2, verse 6. Psalms 2, 6. Last one, people. And I think I'm going to run out of time then. Psalms 2. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, which is Jerusalem. King David. King David, Solomon, Ahab, Rehoboam, Jeroboam, all them kings, he set them on the holy hill of Zion. And the new kingdom that's coming down, the new Jerusalem that's going to come down, is going to sit on Mount Zion. I will set my king, his son, Yeshua. I will set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. That's the spiritual kingdom, the new Jerusalem. Only the remnant will live there. Let's get Psalms 48, verse 1 and 2. I don't know if I'm still going. I'm finna check right now, people. Psalms 48. Verse 1 and 2. Great is Ahiah, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, and the mountain of his holiness. Zion is the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, which is Jerusalem, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. And that's why Satan said in Isaiah 14 that he will ascend to the clouds and exalt himself over the stars of God. And he will be like the Most High. And he will sit his throne in the sides of the north. Why? Because he want to be the God of Israel. He want to take the God of Israel dominion. He want to sit in the sides of the north where Mount Zion is, the city of the great king, which is the God of Israel. He is a king, a great king, and his son is the second king and rulership. Let me check, peep. I'm still going, peep. Let me read Psalms 50, verse 2. But what I want to say, Psalms 50, verse 2, people. What I want to say about something happened last night. Let's start at verse 1. The mighty God, even Ahiah, have spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun. That's in the east. That's where the sun rises from the east in Jerusalem. Until the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God have shined. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God have shined. Yes, Hebrews We must go back to Jerusalem. It is prophecy that we must fulfill. Our God is there waiting on us to return to him and to our land and to our kingdom. But choose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. Choose the tribe. Why? Judah is the king tribe. The Mount Zion, which Ahiah loved. Jerusalem, the city of David. That's where he established his dominion, through the tribe of Judah. Through the tribe of Judah, the king tribe. Next precept, Psalms 132:14. I'm getting ready to leave, people. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Let me go to Psalms 132:12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forever. If we keep his covenant, and that's what our kings and kings then do, and our queens. For Ahiah have chosen Zion. He have desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. This is his rest forever. That's where he dwell, in Jerusalem. He desired it. He don't desire to dwell and live nowhere else. So people, what I want to say about last night. This guy name, let me see what his name is here. One moment. Let me give you Revelation 14 and my closing out on this. Revelation 14, just to show you where the new kingdom is, where it's going to come, where it's going to set, and where it's going to be. No, you're not going to heaven. There's no such scripture to prove that anyone, when they die, going to live and go to heaven. Revelation 14:1. False doctrine and false teaching. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Look, Revelation 14:1. And I look, and lo, Yeshayah, not no lamb, Yeshayah stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads, stood on Mount Zion. Revelation 3, who is the 144,000? That's the remnant. The 12 tribes of Israel, the remnant. Only 144,000 going to make it out of the New World Order. Revelation 3, verse 12. Okay. Him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. in the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from God, and I will write it upon my new name. So Revelation 20. Revelation 21. Let me show you the New Jerusalem. Let me show you the New Kingdom. And let me show you who will live there. And it says, and there came unto me one that had one of the seven angels. Let me just go straight here. And it had a wall great and high and had 12 gates. Why do this New Jerusalem, this holy city that's going to come down from God, have 12 gates? Because the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel will live in those gates, the 144,000. And on the gate, 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Revelation 21:12. This is the new kingdom. This is New Jerusalem that will come down from the God of Israel higher and sit on Mount Zion. Mount Zion. Mount Zion. I have more scriptures to prove that to you, but because I'm running out of time, I cannot say that. Or teach you that, or tell you that, or show you that. But I want to talk about this, something happened in the news last night before they cut me off. His name is Travis Scott. He's a rapper. He was doing a concert called Astro World Festival. Travis Scott. And he had about 50,000 people there at this concert who was so enthused with what he was saying, or what, you know, all the lights and the fire and all the stuff that they had on the stage. And they all was just running, trying to get up there to the stage to take pictures or whatever they want to do. And 8 people got crushed to death, and a lot of more people got injured. And if you look at this guy, pull it up, dailymail.com. If you look at this guy's shirt and his attire that he's wearing, on his shirt, people, he got figures. He have figures, people, on his shirt now. People lost their lives at this concert last night. He have figures on his shirt of little demon men with horns on their head. And the picture that they took on the Daily Mail is where he got his jacket open, where he's showing the little demon figures on his shirt. So that whole concert last night was a ritual. It was a ritual to Satan, his God, and people lost their lives. That's why I keep telling you, people, you won't quit. You won't quit, and because you won't quit, the God of Israel not going to quit, hurting and destroying and killing people in this earth. And when you look up the word Astro World, I looked up the word Astro. It was Astro World Festival. I looked up the word Astro. It's a, the meaning of the word Astro, things done in secret that other people don't know. That's what Astro means. Things done in the dark and in secret. You people love this world and you love this earth and all this stuff that they got, that you got to take the vaccine and the jab and all that stuff just so you could go to a concert where 8 people lost their lives and so many are injured today. It said 8 people are dead and hundreds more injured after a crush in a stampede at Astro World Festival in Texas. The rest of the festival has now been scrapped after revealers scrunched towards the stage Friday while Travis Scott was performing. Okay, people? The God of Israel closed all your world down. Your concerts, your churches, your schools, everything, your businesses, your job. He closed it all down, and you people opened it right back up. Why? Because you love it so much. And guess what? The Bible say, what you love will destroy you and kill you. I think everybody in the concert had to have the mark of identity. They had to have the vaccine to get up in there. Don't nobody got on no mask or nothing. So I'm pretty sure everybody in there mostly was vaccinated. I don't know for sure. It was a satanic concert. Yeah, it was a satanic concert that 8 people lost their lives. And the guy showing you the figures on his shirt that it's a satanic concert. But that's what you people love. That's what you people want. That's what you people run after all the time. So with that, people, I'm getting ready to leave now. I am getting ready to leave now. Because they have not cut me off yet, let me read this. Let me read 1 Chronicles 11:5. Chronicles 11:5, another precept for what we're talking about today, the Hebrew kingdom, where it will be, Jerusalem, Zion. 1 Chronicles 11:5. And the inhabitants of Jebus, which is Jerusalem, Jebus, a Jebusite, same thing. That's where Jerusalem was, where the Canaanites lived. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. Zion is the city of David. And David said, whosoever smited the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle there. They call it the city of David, which is Mount Zion, the holy hill of Zion. You Christians always say he owned a cattle on 1,000 hills. That hill is Mount Zion. That hill is Jerusalem. That hill is in Africa, Palestine, which is Jerusalem. Second Chronicles 5:2. Second Chronicles 5:2. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Ahijah out of the city of David, which is Zion. Out of the city of David, which is Zion. And when you look up Zion, permanent capital, a mountain in Jerusalem, Palestine. So let me read this article here in the Wikipedia. Kings of Israel and Judah. The article overview of the kings in the United Kingdom of Israel. The genealogy of the kings of ancient Israel and Judah. Saul was the first king. David was the second king. Solomon was the third king. Rehoboam was another king. Abijah was another king. Asa was another king. Jehoshaphat was another king. Jehoram was another king. Uzziah was another king. Jehoshia was another king. Amaziah was another king. Yeziah was another king. Jotham was another one. Ahaz, another. Hezekiah, another. Manasseh, another. Amon, another. Josiah, another one. Jehoahaziah, another. Joachim, another. Jehoiakim. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Like 21 kings or more. It probably was more than that, people. We don't have all the Hebrew scrolls. We only have what? We had the Book of Kings that was took away from us by the Gentiles and the Greeks, which are Gentiles and Romans. They're all Gentiles. By the Greeks, okay? They took all the Hebrew records and the scrolls, the Book of Kings and all of that, the Book of Jubilee, the Book of Adam and Eve, all kind of books and scrolls and information, historical, ancient information that we had that was destroyed. That was destroyed and some was took and we don't have any more. That's all I'm going to say on that. So I believe I'm still going here, people. So I just want you to know, God of Israel law versus the law of the land, 613 laws, the Hebrew kingdom, audio 32. Audio 32. The truth of, okay, audio 32 is prophetic power, truth, divine platform. Let me read another precept. I wanted you to know about all the kings, the Hebrew kingdom. It's a great kingdom. It was a great, holy, righteous, wonderful kingdom that the God of Israel took down himself for the wickedness of our ancestors and the evil of our ancestors. No one is in Jerusalem right now, the holy hill of Zion, the city of David. No one is there. The 10 tribes got kicked out. They found a new world. They live in the Caribbean. They live in South America, North America, Caribbean. violence, Belize, Guatemala, all of Honduras, El Salvador, Haiti, Jamaica, all of that is the 10 tribes. Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Panama, all of that, 10 tribes. Let's read Psalms, well, let's read Hebrew. Let's read Psalms 89:27. I'm still going. I got three or four more, and I'm finished with all the Bible verses. Psalms 89:27. Still going, Blog Talk. Psalms 89:27. Psalms 89:27. We will rule and reign again in our kingdom with our God. And no one will stop that. No one can stop the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew God. No one. They're going to try to, but they will not succeed. They want to only succeed with 90. The 10 going back to Jerusalem, back to Zion, our holy mountain. Psalms 89:27. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Who is the God of Israel firstborn? The 12 tribes is his firstborn. They was birthed in the wilderness when they left Egypt. They became his people. They became a nation in the wilderness. They are his firstborn. He going to make the remnant, the 144,000 that will live in the new kingdom that will come down in Jerusalem on Mount Zion, higher than any kings of the earth. So we got a kingdom. We have a dominion that we must go back to, higher than any kings of the earth. Hebrews 12:22. And after that, that'll be my last one, and I'll talk to y'all later. Hebrews 12:22. Hebrews 12:22. But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. But you are come to Mount Zion, remnant. That's where we're going. That is where we're going. So you see all these people running after Travis Scott and Lil Wayne and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. All of these people running after all of that same old demonic activity before the God of Israel shut this earth down. Those people belong to Satan. They belong to his kingdom. They belong to his world. Remnant, pull yourselves out of all these churches because all of them is against the God of the Hebrews. All of them teach against the God of Israel. All of them teach against the God of Israel people, except the Hebrew Israelites. And they just teach it a doctrine that some man taught them that ain't got no power or the prophetic in it. All they talk about is the government and what they doing and how they doing. They ain't talking about nothing but the government. Malcolm X and all of that. And that's all they talking about. They not talking about what the God of Israel going to do and how and when. No edification at all. Same old tired, dead, boring stuff. Even Elder Lawyer now, the elder of the GOCC that set up under, I'm saying this to help, that set up under Elder Ricard. He even now starting to go to sleep listening to that same old stuff that Elder Ricard is talking about. He's so bored. He's so bored of that teaching. Because it's the same old stuff over and over and over and over again. But you are come unto Mount Zion, Jerusalem, and unto the city of the living God, the new Jerusalem that will come down from heaven. The heavenly Jerusalem, that's what he's talking about. See, this will precept me what I tell you. It precept me, Hebrews 12:22, precept me to the city, which is Revelation 21:2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Revelation 21:10, another precept for Hebrews 12:22. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. What mountain is that? Mount Zion, the holy hill. The same mountain where Moses was. The same mountain where Moses was when he saw the burning bush. The same mountain where Moses went to get the covenant. That's the great and high mountain, Mount Zion. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Another precept, Revelation 22:19, for the word city. Hebrews 12:22 is the text. And if any man should take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God should take away his part out of the book of life. Out of the book of life. Out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And with that, people, I'm going to say, we're going to pick it up. They already cut me off. Yeah. Talk to y'all later. Oh, man, let me see what my hand. Oh. All I did was pick up the little thing, man.